aesthetic. It's like obscenities in a way. I can't really define it, but when I see it, I'm a pop a boner. But how does this relate to Five Man, you ask? Well, I kind of wrote myself into a corner here because how can I define the Five Man aesthetic now? At least without full on swinging, that is. But I'll try. You see, Five Man has the coziness and warm blues of Showa era Godzilla that reminds me of watching Toonami in the wintertime. It has the quick cuts and booming explosions that would make any helicopter parent prepare a beautiful home-cooked meal packed with pesticides for a quick familicide, because there's clearly no hope for the future in this fast-paced, violent world, and just so many rock quarries. How can you not like this show? Oh, yes. One moment, though. Let me just check something. Yep. I'm aroused, and my name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And this is Mostly Speaking Sentai's Defense of Five Man. Yes, guys, like me named James says, oh my god, I am James. And speaking of gods, the Toku gods have finally, they've shined down on us again and screamed, if I only knew. I don't know if I got the any of that song right, but what I would like to say is, Time Ranger, looking back on it, wasn't good for us to do on this podcast, but finally we get Five Man, and Five Man, the gods, have given me my secret weapon. Goddamn, four gulps of Dr. Pepper cream soda before a record, because now I'm wired and it is almost 8 p.m. I think our guest is also drinking on that creamy cream. Ooh. He is. He's pointing at a cup that is embossed and embezzled like money at a law firm. It's ribbed for your pleasure, listeners.
Oh, my God.
He keeps pointing at it, and I can't keep describing it. Okay. Guys, yes. I got hoppin' pissed today because, and I'll bring in Nicole, my common law who's got me in law, the bricks. Because we watched an episode of Double Dare today, the classic version, that truly none of the questions were ever answered. It was nothing but physical challenges. So it was the lowest dollar amounts I've ever seen in the history of the show. The people won with $240, where the other people had like $120. It was stupid, and it feels like the writers forgot they were writing for a children's show. Oh my God,
whoa,
that's never happened.
Are you me?
Oh no, I'm Rick and Morty. Yes,
he's
okay.
Been like this all day. It's driving me insane.
I'm super sane, Ian. Yes, we're getting her. She's raised up Hamilton style. So there were questions like, hey, what in all these different languages, what's all these words have in common? It actually means suspenders in English. Or what's the name of the child in the Phantom Toll Booth? But then we flipped over to the new Double Dare that came out in 2018. And the first question was, what's the delicious treat that you make when you roast a marshmallow and put it between two graham crackers? I'm like, seriously? It became so easy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love Double Dare. It's the fucking best.
Yeah, it's, you are like too invested in it.
But it's because
I'm trying to like do shit and James is like, Nicole, look, Nicole, look at this. And I'm like, oh my God.
But usually I have my butt out and I'm saying like, I made a thong out of my underwear.
I mean, that also
happens. One would you rather have? Me saying like, look at dumb shit Mark Summers doing, or like, hey, look at my hairy butt with boxer briefs in the crack?
Neither.
Well, you have to choose one. Double Dare it is.
I guess the butt, because it might make me laugh.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say might make me.
No.
Oh, damn it. You don't think butts are attractive?
No.
Okay, okay. At least you didn't say, always some butts, and then all of a sudden it's not mine. Not mine behind, but we got it. Or do you have anything to talk about, or should we introduce our guest?
I feel like I did earlier, but I completely forgot.
It's just all
so
like,
no.
The wedding, it's happening.
Yeah, my sister's getting married.
Why aren't we getting married? Listeners, let us know in a 5-star iTunes review. Why don't you think we're getting married?
Why wouldn't you make that into a plug for Engaged with Nicolas Cage?
Or you can find out when we're getting married or if we're engaged currently over on the patreon.com/MLMpod.
There you go.
Which our friggin' guest today just joined. Oh, man, he's coming to us from, I think, Virginia.
Virginia. Can't talk yet.
I'd like to know his thoughts on West Virginia, because I think that is the most boring state in the world, and of the United States of America, I should focus on. But I gotta focus right now. You know him for his beautiful music as Intro Void, but I know him as an emailer over on the Grift Horse podcast. It's Steve Barnes.
Hello, y'all. How's it going?
It's going well. What are your thoughts on West Virginia?
I mean, I do have thoughts on West Virginia. I mean, I've been to it a few times. I just driven through it just a few weeks ago, as a matter of fact. You would change your mind if you just had to take a road trip and drive through West Virginia. It's like the most exciting thing around, because it's all like the mountains. And then you see like this huge like city like in the middle of the mountains by a river. And it's pretty amazing. You drive past it and it's like a really awesome 45 seconds. And then you're back in the mountains again for a very long time.
James.
But no, that was my experience.
So shut
I was
the
a child and Beast Wars, the video game, was waiting at home. So there could have been some issues.
Why were you in West Virginia as a child?
That's where I'm of mountain family.
Okay.
That's why my grandpa. Yes. My dad's side. I don't know where they're from.
Cool.
Probably mountain Michigan area.
Okay.
What's the mountain?
So
in,
the same.
So like when you go up to that block house where teens have sex.
Yeah. The hill? That's not a mountain.
Well, hey.
It's a hill.
Yeah. A hill and a mountain are the same thing if you're an ant.
No.
Don't make a mountain out of a mole, man, okay?
Okay.
In relation to a mountain, it's like us and ants are about the same size. I mean, really, if you think about it.
Yeah. So, but in relation to a hill and a mountain, you know?
So basically, we're all Ant-Man.
Yeah. We can lift 4 times our height.
We can time travel.
I'm okay with that.
Are you a fan of the MCU?
What does that stand for? Oh, the Marvel Comics Universe. Well,
Cinematic Universe.
Over here to my left, I have like all my comic books.
Oh, hell yeah,
so
Bone.
I love Marvel comic books, but when it comes to the cinematic experience of the Marvel, they lost me a long time ago.
When Josh Whedon hopped aboard and started making it all about quips.
It wasn't even that. Like, I think X-Men, the first X-Men, I was like, wow, they're making an X-Men movie. And then after that, like, I just didn't see anything that interested me after that. So I kind of noped out. I'm not an action guy. So it just wasn't my thing. I like the comic books, but the movies... I'm sorry, I lost all your fans and I lost y'all too.
Oh no, I'm fine with that. So you're probably like into Ghost World, that movie.
Yes. Again, that is what I have over here. Mostly alternative comics, and I love that.
Hell yeah.
And I still stand by like Marvel. I mean, I know the backstory of all the comics. I just, when you start talking about the movies and Thanos, I follow it all for the memes. Mm-hmm. I know it from the memes. Mm-hmm. And my son, you know, I was forced to see a lot of these movies. My son's 25, so I was forced to see a lot of these movies along the way. And then, like, when he finally, you know, moved out and was seeing movies by himself, I didn't have to watch those movies anymore, and I never went back.
My parents are like, we finally don't need to ever see another Kevin Smith movie now he's out of the house.
Yeah. I let Caleb watch a Kevin Smith movie at a very early age and thought it was okay until he started like mimicking Jay, like full on saying fuck. And then I was like, oh, I guess I got to scale back. I guess this is not the coolest thing. Like he thinks it's funny. He recognizes it's funny. But as his dad, I can't be showing this to my 7-year-old.
You should have shown him just chasing Amy and that's it.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
You should have shown him a couple of dicks that got turned into cop out and that's it.
Yeah. What was it? The finger something? I don't know. Chasing Amy. That was, looking back, that was a really terrible movie. It didn't age really well, did it?
Wait,
I look back and cringe, like, thinking about some of the plot lines.
We need to do it on This Movie's Gay to figure out if, like, it is a good representation of a queer lifestyle, but we're not. We don't know. I haven't seen it since maybe 2012, maybe before.
The really terrible kiss scene really sticks out in my mind, like the cliche in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was probably, I mean, either like the height of cinema or like the depths of cinema. Like, I think it's the depths personally, but I mean, everything's there. The swelling music, the rain, the kiss, the connection, like the plot. I mean, it's a lot to behold, and it's too much for me sometimes, you know? I like things simple.
It's a lot to beholden, because that's one of the characters' name.
Correct. Yep.
I think that movie might have had, like, a few years ago, like, maybe, let's say, 2015, people are like, oh, no, like, that's, like, that's just straight men thinking, oh, I can turn a lesbian straight. But now I think it might have more of an impact because it's like, well, no, like sexuality is fluid, but it could also be like, oh, this is a straight man's fantasy of turning.
I remember it being a Kevin Smith straight man fantasy, but I could be wrong. Maybe I should rewatch it myself. I don't know.
Yeah, it was him saying like, hey, I'm going to make something that my brother, his brother who is gay, like he's like, I want to make something for like him. Instead of just like this fart joke stoner comedy that I have been doing.
I didn't know that. That's new information to me. So that's a nice gesture, I guess. Sure.
Nicole, we got to watch all of those and all the Cheech and Chong movies.
I'm down for the Cheech and Chong movies.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, absolutely. You should be. Yeah, that's great.
What's your favorite Cheech and Chong?
Up in Smoke.
Okay.
Of course, it's the number one. It's the best one.
Classic.
I'm more of a next movie man.
That's the one that has that they did the stand-up act, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, now that you mentioned that one, yeah, maybe that one is the better movie, but I just relate more to Up in Smoke. But I think Next Movie is a better movie because it's more well done and it has more stuff happens, I guess.
And you relate to that because in high school you did own a van coated in marijuana, correct?
No, my friend did.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, yeah. It also tracks. I relate to Next Movie more because I used to snore Ajax. I think that happened in that movie and not the other ones.
No, that was Up in Smoke for that.
Oh, it
happened,
was. Okay.
Yeah, that's cringy, man. I'm sorry. Wow.
Oh, no. I never awful, did that. Right? I never did
oh,
that.
Okay.
The only drugs I've done is weed and Freon. Freon's a drug.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Makes your voice nice and low. And
hell yeah.
Kills your brain cells really well.
Almost killed my brother as well. Oh, yeah.
Yes, close calls. Yes, close calls in Richmond, Virginia with Freon. Yes.
Oh, for also, man, I wonder if Virginia's like Michigan in a way. Do you guys have any peninsulas?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
A whole bunch of little ones, yeah.
Heck yeah, we're nothing but a peninsula. Two of them, in fact.
You're a Chicago, right? I keep forgetting, yeah. I just feel like you're my next door neighbor or something, sorry.
Yeah, well, we're from Michigan.
James is talking about Michigan.
Which is okay. Nothing but two peninsulas.
Not Illinois.
We could make Illinois a peninsula. We just like start digging.
Yeah.
And eventually it can become a peninsula.
Yes. If you did that.
Tomorrow? Is that when we should start?
Yeah, let's do it. We'll just totally destroy ecosystems, but it's for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the bit.
Hell yeah.
Commit for the bit.
And lick for the bit. Hey, we both. Oh.
So, Craft Horse reference.
Yeah, it's a Howard Kramer thing. Yeah. He's just been selling things on eBay, just anything, like things he normally wouldn't have sold, just using that money to buy Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I've been doing the same thing, except for I'm not buying Bitcoin. I've been like, you know, just making extra money by buying things. I'm sorry, by selling things I wouldn't have normally sold. Getting that startup from Grift Horse and just hearing them talk about it. I'm like, yeah, I got all these skateboard magazines, all this old music equipment. What else have I been selling? I don't know. Nothing lately because I've been more focusing on music. But at that time that I was selling on eBay, I went pretty hard.
Hell yeah.
And we have furniture that we're going to be in the process of selling now. So I'm definitely going to be grip horsing that up.
Nice.
I got it for sale. I'm the seller, so I know how to work this. I know how to work this system now. I wanted to interrupt for a second, though. Nicole, do you listen to Grip Horse too?
When it's on, like if James is listening to it, like on a speaker.
Okay, but not of your own volition. Okay.
No.
That's how my wife is too. She's not a fan of it at all. Well, not that she's not a fan at all, but she's has no interest in listening to the degree that I do. And I'm like, you need to listen because I think that she could benefit from it. Mm-hmm.
I just like ironically don't really listen to podcasts. I listen to like
I got you, and
two.
That's all I do. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But like Nicole loves Howard and you watch The Perfect Women with me.
Yes.
You've been
How
on the
you
perfect
not love those things.
Yeah.
What, you have been?
I called in one time.
Oh, great.
I've called in a couple.
Yeah.
Before counting that, then my family has been on the Judge Joe Hodgman podcast as well. We
Heck
were
yeah.
We were a family on that for a dispute.
Nice.
I won the dispute.
Yes. That's what family's all about, is who's winning the most.
It's who's right.
Yeah.
And who's
wrong. Who does John Hodgman say is right?
Which, that's definitive. The one thing for Grift Horse that I was like, holy shit, I could start selling my semen. But then I was like, nope, James, you got a vasectomy. You can't do that.
Ah.
Good.
It could be like one of those little, like what do you call it? Like a little fake out. Like, hey, you want some of the semen? There you go. Hey, fooled you. Nothing's going to happen.
So I just get $40 once and that's it. They're like, oh, yeah, sir, you can't do this.
Yeah.
There's multiple clinics.
Would you have been like a Jackie Burkhart and been like upset that I was selling semen?
Yeah.
Like in That 70s Show?
Sure.
What? So you'd be like, oh, man, there's little Jameses running out in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, that's weird.
But
yeah, it's totally weird.
What if before I
and
got the vasectomy?
What was it that I was like, I don't remember what it was from, but I know that people don't use your samples the way that they say they're going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I believe it was John Oliver. Did
Probably.
He do that?
Probably.
Maybe. Or we were just watching a news story about it.
Yeah.
But what if our friend Tyler Wright, who has been on the show before, what if he was like, hey, James, save some of your sperm. We'll just impregnate Gabby.
He has. What do you mean, what if? He has said
no, but
that.
I'm saying, what if we had done that? Would you have been upset?
I don't
That would have been
know.
So weird because like
That's
we're,
weird.
We always hang out with our children when we yeah. go back home and like knowing one is half me, half another woman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
that's
being
put her in a real weird spot.
By Tyler.
Yeah, being raised by my friend.
That's weird.
My friend was very upset when I got a vasectomy. The only person upset, my parents weren't upset. Nicole's parents weren't upset. He was because we're like, I just want little mullums running around.
So for his benefit, then you should like, you know, spend 18 years of your life for his benefit.
Yes.
For a little.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why he said, you could have just gotten Gabby pregnant. And I'm like, no.
Oh my God.
Wow. These are weird turns. Like even from the get go, we had some weird turns that we were taking and like, it's yeah. Thank you. I'm on board.
This show is nothing but weird turns. But speaking of right turns, let's get into Five Man today. So before we get into it, Steve, what has been your experiences with either Power Rangers or Super Sentai in the past?
I was never into it. I guess I was too old for it. My son was the perfect age for it, and I was actually worried about him for a while. Not seriously, but at Hot Topic for a while, they were selling those Power Ranger t-shirts. I'm sure y'all remember that, right? It looks like the Power Ranger uniform.
Yeah.
And it has like the belt, different colors. Bought one of each color. He kept saving his money, going back to Hot Topic until he had every color of those Power Rangers shirts. And he would wear them every day of the week and coordinate with his friends. And this is when he was a high schooler. So that's my experience with Power Rangers. Like, you're too old to be watching this. you're too old to be dressing this way. And he knows it. You know, he's a good looking, tall, bearded, like long haired guy wearing Power Ranger shirts. That's my experience with Power Ranger, like shaking my head, like, what are you doing? In
you're
this
like,
case,
you're going to get bullied.
He's too charming to get bullied. I don't know. The bullies just get their socks charmed off by Caleb. I don't know how it works.
I was too crazy to get bullied.
Oh, no.
Once I became a crazy person.
Yeah.
Before then, who boy, was I bullied.
You were too high maintenance for the bullies.
They were afraid that I would snap.
Oh. Yeah?
I think both me and
this, what? Like stick your finger at them?
No, just like beat them up, like go crazy strength on them. But I know people thought my brother was going to like go postal in quotes because he looked like he was able to wear a trench coat to school, and I find that baffling. Especially
yeah, there were
looking
kids that
how he
wore
did.
Trench coats in my grade
yeah.
too.
Caleb actually was one of those kids. As a matter of fact, he's the Eagle Scout. He's a college graduate. He's always been a great guy. Always, you know, stayed out of trouble somehow.
But he loved to flash people.
he was always, you know, maybe me showing him that Kevin Smith at a young age. But he's always always been into weird stuff. He's always been into alternative, edgy, underground, Japanese, just stuff I'm not really aware of.
And like tentacle porn.
James.
Well, maybe. We didn't go that direction. But he was doodling in his notebook, and he was doodling like machine guns and bloody knives and things like that, and got noticed and got sent and like had to undergo evaluation for that. Even though he's like the most happy-go-lucky guy, this was like an upsetting day, let's just say that, like, he was like, they thought that I was blah blah blah, and I kind of took a look at him and I was like, well, I can kind of see where they're coming from. It's not really a bad thing that they, you know, just kind of ask you a few questions. Mm-hmm. That's all good. But he didn't like being, you know, pigeonholed that way, but he looked the type, definitely.
Dang.
I mean, James did that too. We found like old comic book strips that he drew as a How old were you?
I think
you?
I was like
a child.
Fifth or sixth grade, called Evil Killer Kitty or something
and
like
it was,
that.
Yeah, a cat with a gun and like killing, like just like murdering people
I mean,
swearing, I think.
At least it wasn't well drawn. Because then if I was like, oh, I'm very artistic and I just want to show murder, then it's like, oh, wow, this is now graphic instead of like, wow, this kid is low IQ stupid.
This kid is dumb.
But now that you've been introduced to this five man, what did you think? Initial thoughts?
It was way better on the second watch. Like the first watch, I loved the intro. I mean, I don't know if we're going to go scene by scene, but opening credits and ending credits were 100%. I loved the opening and ending credits. I love the songs.
Yes.
I love like all the cut scenes and like the, you know, the motorcycle pulls up and like, whoa, take the helmet off. It's a woman. What?
Yeah.
And like the two guys will jump across the motorcycles and like an explosion happens behind them while they're saying, wow, 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 wow. It's really exciting. Like it really gets you on a good, like good mood to watch something. And then about 5 minutes in, you're like, oh, I was a little let down.
Oh.
but it was better on the second watch. And my initial thoughts were like, yeah, the opening and closing credits were great. And that's the most positive thing that I'll have is those. That's my takeaway is very good credits.
Did you follow through and force your teenage daughter to watch this with you?
She refused. She had no interest whatsoever. Heather had zero interest whatsoever. Caleb didn't have the time, but he asked me to send him the link so he could watch it
Hell
individually.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's going to be watching it for sure because he didn't know about this show. So he's way into it.
Yes.
So I'll be talking with him about it soon. I can finally relate with my son for the first time in my life.
Yeah. Nicole, is that socks making noise?
Yeah.
Okay. It's him trying to get more food.
Yeah.
Hey, he's so adorable.
Should I yell at him?
I say, get out of here.
I don't think that it'll make him stop,
hey,
though.
Hey, socks, get out of here. He stopped. Cool. We have an automatic feeder, and he found out that if he hits it hard enough, it like little pellets will drop out.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
So he just hits it for the heck of it. Like, not even hungry. Just like, yeah, I'm going to make this happen.
Oh, I mean, he's always hungry, so. He has a insatiable, unquenchable thirst for food.
He's so smart. Like, I've seen him try to press the button to open mm-hmm. the lid, but he's such a tiny cat.
Yeah.
He can't press it hard enough.
Do y'all have a tiny cat that's, like, older? We have a 2-year-old cat, Melissa, that's tiny.
No, he's, like, medium.
Long-haired, right? The gray long-haired cat that I see sometimes?
He's a little, it's, like, short to medium-haired cat.
I think it's tabby. Is that the, like, fur pattern?
Yeah, stripey. It's stripey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's adorable. I've liked it. Come on.
Yeah, he used to when it was able to. Now it's in, like, a pantry area, but in our old apartment, there used to be, like, a straight line from, like, two different rooms to the feeder. He would...
Oh, nice.
He would dash like, like you're going to... You're in football and you're about to tackle someone and just smash into it and it would drop out some pellets and you'd be like, yes!
That sounds amazing. Cat pin bowling.
Yeah, he's an adorable little guy. But I don't know if you caught this, but these five men, they're all teachers.
Oh, yeah.
So this is all about school and whatnot. What were you like in school?
I guess I was quietish. We were always part of, like, the, I don't know, the metal punk crowd. So, like, we didn't really, you know, I didn't act out too much, but I was just quiet, mm-hmm. you know. Like, 12 people knew me really well, and everybody else just kind of saw me.
Were the teachers liking you? Were the teachers hate? Okay, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Grade point average, go.
2.0.
Okay, that's passing.
Middle of the road. Yeah, it's passing, barely passing. I didn't try at all. So 2.0 was an achievement.
Mine was like 3.7, but that's mainly because the last year I just took English classes that I took a Lord of the Rings class where all we did was read Lord of the Rings, a mystery lit class, student publication, another, like, a mass media class, and then the prereqs for my PE, and I just took first aid because I didn't want to get sweaty during school.
Yeah.
So you did great in all those classes then, yes?
Yeah, so that year awesome. I got nothing but A's, and those the first aid class were freshmen who just wanted to get PE out of the way really quickly, and seniors who waited till the last minute to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is like a gimme easy class, but I mean, it's like one of the only like life skill classes out of school that you can get that's going to stick with you forever. So I don't know why those classes aren't mandatory. Maybe they are now.
There was a personal finance class in our school.
Yeah, that still is.
That is a good one. And I don't know. Ceramics is a practical one. You can start making your own dishes.
But yeah, 3.7 is more, that's more Caleb territory than, that's more Caleb and Charlotte territory than Steve and Heather territory. We didn't do as well in school as we should have.
Nicole was like a 4.1.
It was like 3.87.
Okay.
Because I took AP chemistry.
So you're getting some fives. Is that what AP does? You can get like 5.0s?
Yeah.
Dang. Just gaming the system.
No, it was fucking terrible.
This is synchronicity. Like, me and Charlotte were just discussing, like, the difference between AP classes. What an interesting conversation we were having about AP versus honors classes, and that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
What Nicole just said. Yep.
I would never have done them. I'm like, I don't care.
I regret it.
Yeah.
I wish I never would have took that.
Especially everyone I knew who was taking AP classes were always like AP chemistry, and they were like, it fucking blows.
Yeah, it does. Well, especially like my main issue was that year was the first year they switched over to like video teaching.
Oh, okay.
Which was also just like so fucking stupid because it was like we were in class just watching a video of her doing the lecture. And I'm like, why are we watching a video of it? Just do the lecture. Like, during class, in person.
My guess is so.
Because then I can't stop and, like, ask questions and shit while she's... Because it's a fucking video.
My guess is because it's for college credit, right? AP classes?
I it can be.
So
it almost always is related. Yeah,
it's probably so the state probably wants to pre-approve lecture plans. So if it's just recorded, they can be like, oh, this is all good. Here's the money you get from the state to do this.
I hate it.
Yeah, you should hate it. It's awful. That's what Charlotte had to do all last year. And she's taken an online class this year, too. Like she's, you know, taking 7 or 8 classes. One of them is online. That's the one she's doing the worst in because there's no interaction. There's no expectation or no.
Yeah.
She's lost in it.
It was like all pre-recorded. So it just sucked. Yeah.
It worked when it was necessary. I mean, it didn't really work when it was necessary, but when it was necessary, it was necessary. But now that it's over, we don't need to go back to that. That was an awful way of learning. They should. I don't know what the solution is, but that wasn't it.
Because we do like Twitch and stuff, there were some teens that would come in our chat during the pandemic and we would be like, aren't you supposed to be in school? And it was like the middle of the day on a Wednesday. And they're like, no, man, I got my entire week's worth of stuff done yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Charlotte basically was on vacation all year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for when, you know, the time came to really stress out about everything. Because there was always that one time that you had to stress about everything and get everything taken care of at once, which usually that's when the internet issues and can't find files and can't get the app and that kind of thing is coming into play.
Always.
I once had in-school suspension for 3 days, and they just gave me all the work for like the lesson plan for those 3 days, and I got it done within like 5 hours. And I was like, why am I here the entire week? And I think after that, I flipped and was like, okay, just never have homework. Just get your work done immediately during lunch. Just work on it so you can go home and not have to worry about shit.
Yeah.
It's not good for students to be able to peek behind the curtain because once the students peek behind the curtain and see what's going on back there, and that's what happened during the pandemic. All the students got to look at how the administration actually was and what they were capable of. And it was a lot of failure and it was on display for everyone. So I don't know, peeking behind the curtain, it's all over now.
Damn. Well, let's get into the episode. Today we watched episode 3 of Five Man entitled, I believe, Challenge the Galactic Tiger. And it starts off, we are introduced, they're all hanging out. It's also very good. Nicole brought it up, and I thought it right away is, wow, they gave all the exposition in one little speech, so our guest would be able to know what happened in the last 2 episodes. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was super easy to catch up. Yeah, I was right on board the whole time. I didn't have any questions.
Hell yeah. So
I did have a question, though. Like, did they... The guy from Critters 2, like, he got cast in this? That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, the Dongo Roros.
Yeah, I was surprised to see him again. That was nice.
He's their accountant.
Okay.
That's just a fact of him. He budgets everything.
He was budgeting his enthusiasm well.
So, Billion has resurrected or summoned this tiger guy that he used to fight with, and he has the ability to like go into people and they're like, oh, what can we do with this? Well, the plan is we're going to go into one of the students. They won't be able to fight the student, so we can just have free reign to destroy shit.
Yes.
Yeah, I was so disappointed because they were like, oh yeah, we're the best combination in the like universe or whatever.
That's right.
Like ramping it up, and then I was like, oh my god, are they gonna like fuse, like,
oh, that would have been dope.
Dragon Ball Steven Universe style, and then they didn't. I was so disappointed.
I knew they weren't, though, because as soon as they started saying that, Billion automatically got that little look in his eyes, and I knew automatically that this was not going to be a combo that was going to last very long. I could tell.
Yeah.
Working his way up the ranks really changed him, we find out. It's Tiger of the Galaxy, and I just like that they called him that, and they like went up and like did like a hell yeah brother kind of handshake.
Yeah.
It was really cute. So they're in this rundown destroyed school again, and Gaku is hanging out with this kid Takashi. And Takashi's fun is just chucking things at him. And the sound effect they use is just this like, It sounds bone crushing.
Yeah, he kicked that big thing at him. It like really could have like hit his skull and like fractured his skull, perhaps. I mean, it was a big chunk of rock and he kicked it at full force. That's a dangerous environment for a child to be like running around in, I gotta say, right?
That's what I said.
It's very dangerous.
I think they're like, we made this set. We can't just use it for two episodes. And did you guys get like Christian imagery in that? Because one of them.
Oh, yes.
Like one of the pillars looks like a cross.
I immediately thought that, yes.
I started praying.
What?
I did too. It reminded me. I was like, yes, Lord, you're here. You're in front of me.
To who?
I said, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Father. I'm doing
the cross.
The cross on my, you know, head, sternum, head, shoulder, yes. Shoulder.
Yeah.
And I said, please
touch the holy water.
Just make sure Nicole's sister has a happy wedding.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the wedding. I need to get a suit on Wednesday or Thursday.
You guys are actually in the wedding. Y'all are a part of it.
Nicole is.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not.
Nice.
I'm a bridesmaid.
Nervous about your duties?
No, I'm not.
Good. Nope. Everybody hates a nervous bridesmaid. So yeah, laid back bridesmaid is the best.
I'm worried about other things.
Like what?
I mean, my dad's going
to
be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I needed to.
And then my... someone that I don't like is, I can't even say it because I would just narrow it down.
Oh, I don't even know who you're talking about.
Gonna be there for a large portion and it'll be hard to avoid them.
Okay, I'll have to ask. Oh, can I bleep it out?
I mean, I'll just say it then.
Oh, no, but I'll bleep it out.
Yeah.
Because this isn't behind a paywall.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, who is it? Oh, okay, that's who I thought it was, but... One thing I'm worried about, but I'm pretty sure your sister wouldn't do this. Like, I'm not going to be seated with your dad, am I?
No. You're sitting with my brother and Ben.
Yes.
And my mom, pa.
Oh, hell yes. I'm at the cool kid table.
Yeah.
AKA the fuck up table. Your parents, that's the funny thing is your mom and Brian are there.
Yeah.
Without them, it would be the fuck up table.
Yeah.
But they said, your sister's like, we can't make this obvious.
If you're going to see a couple of people you don't like, I guess my best earnest advice to give you is don't have anything prepared to say. Don't have an idea of how it's going to go in your head. Just go with the moment. And I don't know, unless you do, of course, have something that you need to say to somebody. Otherwise, if you're just kind of like not wanting to be in the same place as them and maybe they feel the same way. Yeah, don't have something prepared. Don't have a big thing prepared because it might not go the way that you have it in your head.
Yeah, no, my dad is a sociopath, so he will just act like nothing is wrong. And like, I basically just saw him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't want, please go away.
Have you listened to Megan Beth Keister's stand-up album?
Me? Yes, yeah. Of course.
So I told Nicole, I was like, if he tries to talk to you, just say, I don't need to talk to you just because you're a man, and then walk away.
That's the 2021 thing to say. Yes, yeah. That's perfect.
She should make that into a t-shirt because I would buy it.
Yeah.
I think also the only thing you should ever have prepared to say to someone who you don't like is if they're like, oh, what do you think of me now? Always say, I don't, and then walk away.
Exactly. Yes. Mic the drop.
You guys can use that. But let's get to some more notes.
I wanted to say first, you were saying the Christian vibes that we got from that, you know, that scene. Also, I mean, the vibes were so much better. Like, I was getting the heavy vibes from, like, them and Billion talking with the tiger guy. And then we're just goofing around. And it's like, it's so much more. I wanted to be in the broken schoolroom with them. That's much where I'd rather be. You know, being a metal guy, you'd think I want to be, like, in a gloomy place with all these evil-looking metal dudes. But no, I don't. I want to be having fun with the teacher and the student.
Yeah.
I don't want things thrown at me, though. I don't want them to throw crap at me. Jesus.
But still, you're in a dilapidated building that just got blown up by aliens.
That's pretty metal.
Yeah.
It is.
And
yeah.
There's a cross.
But their vibes were so nice. I love them.
You could turn that cross upside down if you're really powerful enough.
Yeah, sure. not many of us are that powerful to move giant stones around. Well, but, you okay, know, maybe we're in it's the like, world of Sentai.
If it's like bolted in, you could like take a like unscrew the bolt and like push it down and bolt it back in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just to make a point, you know? Just yeah. Like, yeah.
Just because you can.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Satan's cool, guys. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Oh, he's God. Just a, like a prison warden for the monsters of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. He was written cool. He was designed to be cool.
Yeah. He's like when...
If you don't want people to worship Satan, don't make him so fucking cool.
Exactly. He's rad as hell. That's like the 90s aesthetic. Oh, that, Stone Cold is supposed to be the bad guy. Yeah. Oh, no, everyone loves him. What are we supposed to do? That's Satan. Stone Cold is Satan, guys.
Mm.
Okay.
Don't write someone so badass. Or Vegeta. People love Vegeta, even though he was a bad person.
Yeah.
You know what? Vegeta also, like, ends up going to hell as well. I think he goes to heaven, but, you know, like, they can go down into the underworld. Remember when he Goku tripped off on Snake Way?
I remember that.
The basement of hell, yes.
Yeah. Man, that'd be cool.
I thought it wasn't hell. I thought it was just like purgatory.
No. Snake Way is technically maybe the at Heaven's Gate, but also purgatory because you're just like going and going and going. But sure. When you drop down underneath the clouds, that's where you no longer have halos, I think.
Got it.
Maybe you don't see anyone in hell. I know later on, it's fine if I spoil this. We're probably never going to watch this. You end up seeing all the other people that Goku has killed, and they go down to hell, and they're like, oh, Goku, we're going to beat you up. And he's like, no, you're not, and whomps them even harder.
Nice.
Yes, as he should.
That's, a 60-episode arc?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh boy!
I did love how like you could tell that the tiger guy was inhabiting the little boy, because you could see it. You could see the visual stripes.
Yeah.
Then he got the evil cat fingers. I'm doing them right now at you, uh-huh. And that scared me.
He kept doing that at me. Okay, you need to stop doing that.
And as a parent, that's like your worst nightmare. Is like a little kid that you love. Like, I remember one time having a nightmare about Charlotte as a baby when she was a baby, just like walking into our room and looking at us. And it's like, that's just, you don't want your children to turn evil. So this little scamp turning evil was terrifying, breaking benches. And I love this line that I can't remember if it was Billion who said it, but he was like, yeah, I'm going to make the little kid beat him up. And I wrote it down here. He'll be torn to pieces. And then
he pulls out his blade and just...
And then what?
He pulls out his blade and then looks at it to, I guess, say, I'll be the coolest.
I mean, I'm thinking like, okay, the little kid's going to tear the guy to pieces. And then what? I mean, he's torn to pieces. What more can be done at that point?
Yeah, I guess kind of like what my brother and I would do to this dead stump is we would take like wooden swords and just beat it up.
Yes.
So I guess you could do that with a sword to torn flesh.
Sure.
Just make sure it's dead. Desecrate the body. But I do like the angle.
Piss on it, yes.
Yeah, piss on it as well. Pee on your sword and then swipe into someone. That's the greatest form of respect.
Well, isn't that what desecrate means?
No, desecrate means like in a holy place, you can just like desecrate it by like, putting a pentagram there.
Sure, okay.
Peeing on it. It falls in line.
Can you also poopy on it?
Yeah, poopy.
All right. Yes. I'm fine with that.
I would be worse with poopy on it. But the and then, though, you know, you don't know if it's going to be pee or poop. And then, is it going to be pee or poop, Billion?
A thread from last week, Nicole. It would be so much easier if you're like running up to someone to like, let's say you need to desecrate something and you're like, I need to poop on it.
But you need to.
That's like it's in a you're given a quest RPG style, and it said you must desecrate this by shitting on it. This person hated feces. It would be better to have diarrhea because it just like goes out real quick and then you can just dart away.
Proud partner of the Tokusatsu Network.
Exactly. It's like Gigi Allen's grave, you know? It's always getting desecrated.
Yeah.
But is it?
Yeah.
I mean, to the family it is. The family hates that.
I guess I would too. I mean, but fertilization, I mean, but I guess it's up, it could be a bit much, but I mean, it's helpful for all, like, you know, maggots and flies love shit. So it's great for them. Some ecosystems thrive from such.
The cemetery almost exhumed G.G. Allen's corpse and said, you guys need to deal with it. We're not putting up with this. There was a video of Merle Allen going up to a kid who was peeing on it. And he was like, you need to clean this. And he's like, no, man, this is what G.G. would want. And, like, the kid had a guitar with him, like an acoustic. And Merle just takes, rips it away from him and just beats the kid with it.
Oh my God.
Because he's like, because he was so frustrated with people desecrating his brother's grave.
I mean, yeah, that's fair, I guess.
Everyone is wrong in that situation.
I mean, he could have just like beat the guitar up, not the person.
Yeah, but then, he's just going to smash it on the ground. That's also desecrating his brother's grave.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Respect the guitar, though. I mean, come on. Beat him with your fists, Merle. What are you thinking?
Whip him with that Hitler stash of yours.
Wow.
I bet he's got a nice belt buckle, too. He can whip him with that. It'd be more damage than the guitar. I mean, he's a music lover, right?
Yeah. Take a bag full of coins and just smash him with it. Damn. But
we don't have those anymore, the coin shortage.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
I do want to quickly loop back because your thing of like, oh, the kid's possessed and I'm scared of possessed children because I have one.
Right.
Mine went to like, he's a biter now, guys. He's a biter. And because that's what the kid became. Nicole, did you ever have like issues with kids being biters?
No.
Okay, like some kids would bite other kids.
Yes, I understand the concept. Okay.
There was that Velociraptor kid.
Nicole, do you know that kids can sometimes bite other kids?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's just wild.
It is. This kid, Brett House, he always bit people. And then the Velociraptor
like with
girl.
With their teeth?
Yes.
Their teeth,
and
though.
The Velociraptor girl would run around the playground and go, and then jump on your back and start biting you.
Hell yeah. That sounds rad as fuck.
Both Caleb and Charlotte have come home from preschool bitten multiple times. Yeah, it happens. And you see the kid's teeth outline on your kid's arm or whatever. Yeah.
I'm not a biter.
It's a defense mechanism.
I'm not a biter. I'm a squirter.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
I respect that more. Thank you.
So we see like this child tiger just flying through the airs on wires. And I was like, no, this is that shit, guys. We're back to good Sentai shit.
Yes.
I enjoyed that a lot. I enjoyed the action of the fights. And I enjoyed that two benches got broken, not just one. It was two.
Yeah.
So I counted. So I like that. And I liked internal struggles. Does that happen a lot during the shows where like the little kid at one point was like, oh, what am I doing? And there was like really good music playing in the background while he was thinking about what he was doing. Is that a common like thing that happens?
I mean, there's inner turmoil between the Sentai team, but generally the children aren't getting too messed up. This one's just like pulling punches and they're like, the kids are getting it.
Yeah.
Well, just internal struggles, period. Like, you know, who am I? What am I becoming? Is a lot of that presented in these shows?
Yeah. Die Ranger had it with Jin because he was like, I am the greatest demon fist in the world, but oh, I can't. They're trying to make me work for the Gorma, but I'm a lone wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's what I want to watch this show. I want to see more of that. That's what I want to see more of. Because I loved that moment when he was struggling and his eyes were squished up, but like the music was just so peak synth.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, Stranger Things style, like hardcore synth. And it was my favorite scene, I think.
We'll be watching Stranger Things after this.
Yeah.
For the second time or for the first time?
For me, the first time.
Okay. Well, it's a show, and you're going to watch it. All right.
I've been enjoying it. I'm like, where is Barb, guys? Where is she?
Oh, so you've already started some. Okay, yeah. So, okay, great.
I'm like, is that Will or is it not Will? I think Will is 11. They've, like, intertwined
you
and become one.
You know that's not true.
I don't know that's not true.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
The Barb thing was real, though. Like, when that show, like, when that was airing, and like Charlotte was watching that, and she and her friends were discussing that at school. That was a that was a real thing. That was a, I mean, you joke, but I mean, people were staking their lives on such things.
No, that's why I'm parroting it. I'm like, where is Barb? Just because I just knew people kept screaming that. Just like, where is Dewey?
I mean, we just got in a mini comic at work that was like Barb centric.
Whoa, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
People are still doing it.
Yes.
Who did that comic?
Oh, I don't remember. It was just like a small press thing, like a zine.
That's what I read.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what I read.
Oh, so it's a fan zine that like not licensed?
I doubt it.
All right, cool.
Even better then, because they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Barb is the Demigorgon.
Whoa. No, she's like the mother of the monsters.
Wait, how far have you gotten into it? I don't want to spoil anything for you.
I'm three episodes in, but Nicole has watched all of it. I think like it was an immaculate conception. She birthed the Demigorgon and Will and Eleven. And they're triplets.
Oh, my God.
And they're just having a fun.
I'm getting nervous here, yeah. I'm getting nervous that you're onto something. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That's what season four is. And then Gelmania comes out, and he's I have Cyrus Garamini with me now from Man-Man.
I love that Brett Gelman was in there. I loved that. He was Brett Gelman, too. He wasn't, like, not being anything other than himself. It was fantastic.
I'm excited for that.
That got me into it.
Brett Gelman was what got me into podcasts with Gelmania.
I was listening to Gelmania with one of my coworkers in the car, and he just, you know, he was a regular square guy from Virginia who's listening to like Gelmania at full tilt, and you know, he's you know, after like a couple minutes, I was like, we don't have to listen to this. And he was like, yeah, okay. He's like, what's that about? And I was like, I didn't even want to bother explaining it to him. I was like, it's just a guy playing a character. That's all it is. I just kind of played it down, but I'm sure he probably was like, what does Steve get into when he's in the car by himself? Which is Gelmania.
Yeah. The first five episodes of Gelmania, I think, are like, it was one of those things where it's like, this is made for me. Like the Mighty Boosh, when I watched that, I was like, this was made for me. It's my perfect amalgamation of the things I like boiled down into this.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine it lit a fire under you. Do you have like your own version of Gelmania that you did at that time?
Yes, I do. And
you
that's
bet.
How Nicole and I met, is I asked her to do artwork for it.
Is it out there or is it hidden away?
It is now hidden away. I will someday release. There was the second episode of it. There was like a very good bit, but it is so self-deprecating. And listening to it, I was like, wow, James, you really hated yourself back then. That I might release on the Patreon someday.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Barnes might have something very similar.
Oh, hell yeah.
In his hard drive somewhere as well.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because after that, then I did hashtag Who Is Hotter, which was a faux celebrity gossip podcast. Nicole and I did something called the Grandpa Cast for a little bit, and then was dormant until 3 years ago, and then we were just hitting with the horses.
Hitting with the horses.
Yeah, you know, like you hit a, you can hit a live horse, but you can't hit a dead horse.
Okay.
Because you go, yeah,
you
yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
You hit it, and then it goes fast.
Uh-huh.
You're hitting with the horses.
We're just encouraging you. Yeah, go ahead, man. Okay.
Yes, I need the encouragement. But let's get through some notes, because we got to start wrapping up.
I tried to earlier, because yes. That kid looked like he was having so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it works with the part that he was playing.
Yeah, which
is... So it's, like, really good.
Yeah, this might be the best child acting in a Sentai.
But like I said, I don't know if it is. Like, I think it was just really... It just worked for that part.
Okay, let me change that. This is the best child performance in any Sentai.
Sure.
Besides Ichitaro, he was pretty good.
Because usually it's like a kid is trying to be, like, menacing,
mm-hmm.
but they're smiling because they're having fun. But it's like in this instance, like it worked because the evil person was like in them
mm-hmm.
and like they were having fun beating up.
I think
that makes sense.
Also, Ko's brother, I forget his name. That kid did pretty good.
Button boy.
Yeah, the little button dandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Man, Die Ranger's dope. We need to rewatch that someday.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, that kid, I have a theory, and I just is based on just watching one episode. But there's two things I wanted to say about that kid. Takashi, is that his name? There's that one scene where the guy was like, he was like thinking about him. He was like, oh, he's my best student. I got to save him. You know, like the scene where like where they were seeing him destroy the city and stuff. And they're like, oh, my God.
Such a cool scene.
And then they showed all these scenes of like the kid like smashing crap in his face and stuff. And I thought that he was just going to be like, ah, oh, fuck him.
Yeah.
And they're showing all these scenes of the kid being terrible. And it's like, okay, let's go save this guy. And then at some point when he kicks something, you can hear Takashi. It sounds like he says, daddy. That's what I heard. And I'm wondering if maybe Takashi might have been like a Freudian slip when he called that guy daddy. Am I catching something there or not?
I don't think so. At least I didn't see it.
You go back and read. I saw it twice. And the first time I was like, did he call him daddy? And the second time I was like, yeah. I mean, he was speaking, you know, whatever language they're speaking, but he definitely said daddy.
I think that's you. That's a Freudian slip on your behalf.
It is. It's based on nothing at all. But, you know,
you see a child in danger and you're like, I want to save that boy.
And I want to see a lot into it, too. Yeah, I want to see more into it than there is.
So there's one thing that I think it's one of the funniest things that like a badass dude can say in any show or just in real life. And that's Billion like swipes down on Gaku and dodges. Gaku dodges and he's like, how dare you dodge my blade?
Yes.
My vacuum cut. Yes, I love that too.
So funny.
It's like on Dodgeball, the how dare you make me bleed my own blood.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Yeah.
But yeah, I noticed these villains are very shame-based villains. They like to like cast a lot of shame on the underlings and on each other.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's a crew I wouldn't want to hang with. Like everybody putting me to, I don't respond well to people shaming me. I usually lash out, so I wouldn't do well in that crew.
In the scene where they're making this child man a destroyer craft, they say, how could they make a child do something so terrible? And I was thinking, what's the most terrible thing you made your children do?
Oh my gosh.
I'll set the bar of what I'm looking for. I'm not like saying like, have you made your children commit war crimes? My dad, I think I've brought it up before. I blame this for me having a bad back. We got an above ground pool because my sister wanted one and it was on the other side of the backyard. They just dumped out a bunch of rocks and my dad was like, hey guys, take these buckets, put the rocks in the bucket and just like start laying. So it was like, I don't know, maybe 20 feet we had to like carry these from one side of the yard to the other side. And looking back, I'm like, why didn't you just dump it right by the pool and then we can just shovel and like push them over instead of like it was also just like sand buckets for the beach.
What were the rocks originally in?
Just maybe a truck.
Maybe they were like, we don't want to mess up the grass. Or actually, there's like, you don't want to like drive on like certain like pipes and shit.
Well, okay.
Well,
this would have been
thing.
The better thing. It was right next to the driveway. They could have dumped it out onto the driveway. Then we just all push it from the driveway. We could have gotten it done in a day opposed to, I think this was like a 2-month ordeal my brother, sister, and I had to do.
Probably
not. Did
you
think it'd be like a character building exercise or something?
All it has done is made me frustrated with my father. That's one of the things that I'm like, why'd you make me do that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess if you're asking me, something immediately came to mind. And this was when Caleb was much younger and me and he was having stomach issues and he's on and off. I mean, he still has stomach issues to this day. It's just, you know, it's just whatever. But he was having really particularly bad ones, probably like, let's say kindergarten age, We took him to the emergency room because it was that bad. And they needed to do some sort of x-ray on him to check out his organs. So he had to drink the awful red tasty crap. And, you know, this was, I think this was, must have been 20 years ago. So they probably taste better now than they used to. But I mean, it was awful. I mean, me and his mom both like took a sip of it just to see what it's all right, Caleb. Oh my God, this is awful. But we had to, you know, force him to drink that crap while he was, you know, having stomach issues and like sick himself. It's like, here, you need to drink 8 ounces of this crap. So yeah, we had to make him endure that. And I think that image stuck in my mind is like making him do something awful. And that was awful.
I hear they're sponsored by Mountain Dew now, so they taste pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. He'd be guzzling the thing down. Yes. Even sick. Even sick, he wants his Baja Blast. Yes.
Thinking of me having an upset stomach, like an ulcer flare, trying to drink Mountain Dew, I'd be like, oh no. No, thank you.
But oh yes, at the same time.
Nicole, what's the worst thing your parent ever made you do? It's going to get sad, so never mind.
No, I mean, I don't know, like manual labor styles. I don't know. I don't really have any like grudges from doing things. I guess like...
Call me a white-faced little girl because I hold a grudge.
Me too. I totally hold a grudge. I can name a few things.
I guess like when we had to throw wood into the basement.
Oh yeah.
Because we had a wood burning furnace.
That place is scary down there.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
It's like triple creepy because like the wood would probably have like bugs crawling on it sometimes too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was gross. But we had like gloves on because obviously because you get like splinters and shit. But I don't know. Also like picking up leaves sucked.
Oh yeah,
because our yard is fucking huge. Like even with the mower, like sucking up leaves, it took like 4 hours just to do like half of the yard.
Well, I've told you that story of me. Well, it's my brother, sister, and I. They are in the throes of like their teenage drug era, and we're raking. And they go, man, fuck this. We're gonna go hang out with so and so. They leave. They just leave me. And I have to do the entire yard. And
oh,
like, I was rewarded freedoms to do like to do what I want. But like my parents should have been like, hey, James, whatever you want to do this weekend, we're going to do that for you. Because what your brother and sister did was fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, no, you know what I hated was we had like this apple tree and we would have to pick up all the apples. Mm-hmm. That fell on the ground. They're fucking gross.
Because
they were all like rotted and shit.
Mushy.
They're so gross.
Mushy. Your fingers probably sank into it as you picked them up.
Yeah, I hated that.
Because if you didn't, no Frank thanks. Would go out there and his one fang would bite into it and then it'd just be dragging along.
No.
Because he'd be like, what? I can't get it off, guys.
No, but yeah.
Frank was our cat. He only had one fang.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Why don't we name our cats human names? My cat's named Melissa. You got Frank there. Oh, your cat doesn't have a human name, though, does it?
Well, so we adopted him with the name Socks, and I wanted to rename him Henry, but James said it was weird to change his name. So it's kind of Henry
agree.
Socks, but we mainly just call him Socks.
Our cat's named Melissa because it was named Melissa Villaseñor by the SPCA that we got her from. And so we love Melissa Villaseñor, the comedian.
Oh,
so we just
gosh.
Kept the name. And I, for the exact same reason, I was like, we can't change the cat's name. It's like known this name for like 2 days now. So there's no way we can change it.
Let me see if I got any more notes. I did like when the kid was like, I was bored in school without you. And he's like crawling towards Gaku. And then that made me think, like, I used to, in senior year, I would just skip the boring classes and hang out with, like, Mrs. Ritzema or Mr. Hankinson in their classes because they were cool teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Miss Selden at Tucker. She was another teacher, that a science teacher. She's still there. Yeah, same. You could just go into her class at any random time, no matter what she was doing, and it was always a chill scene.
Heck yeah.
And the school was boring without her. I was going to, like, you know, kick rocks if she wasn't there.
Yeah.
Kick rocks.
Kick rocks, bro. I think so. There's two reasons for this show to be like, oh, I think this is what Time Ranger was missing. One, the dirt bikes or go-karts. They don't Time Ranger didn't have vehicles. They just had a car that one of them with a heart condition would drive. And
yeah, like they even had a team member that was a race driver, but yeah. we never had any memorable scenes where that was a thing.
And then the mecha fights are good again because I think they're doing like pro wrestling.
They kebabbed the dude.
What?
With the mech fight.
Yes. I was like, what are you talking about? But it feels a lot.
And I was like, geez.
Like early Godzilla stuff. Like when Godzilla was getting campy in the 70s, that's what this feeling was. 60s, I should say. It only went into the 70s a little bit, right?
Mm. Yeah, 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. I have a really cliche observation, though, which is, you know, so you got two human-sized guys fighting, and then one of them gets, like, really big, and then the other one gets, like, really big, and then they fight some more. So it's like, doesn't their, like, proportion size, like, not really matter? Because they were this small fighting, now they're this big, and they're fighting.
I think.
Do you follow my logic there?
Generally, yes. It's like, oh, we need to cause more chaos as villains. We can do as such by being large.
You can knock
large.
Over more stuff.
Yeah.
You can knock over more things if you're large. Okay. I didn't think about that. I just thought, like, the fight is the same, but I didn't think about knocking buildings over and shit. So, yes, I'm on board.
Heck yeah.
It's kind of like their last resort.
Yeah. And then I liked when Remy screamed perver at the tiger guy. And my last note is at the end, they dogpile this kid and...
it was his legs.
Fumiya like does a people's elbow on top of everyone as well to like really make sure this kid is destroyed.
Yes. There was like a ton of happiness in that scene. I mean, I couldn't take all the happiness, really. It was great. I did have another about the vehicles. They gave each other the thumbs up while one of them was in a plane and the other one was passing in a plane, and they were like, hey, what's up? Thumbs up. It's always a good move in any show to do that.
Hell yeah.
All right, we have one last question, Steve, and that is, these are all ding dang teachers. They teach subjects. You got a math, PE, music, science, and there's one other, but I cannot. Oh, Japanese. So,
Japanese, yes.
If you were to be a five man, what subject do you have that you could teach and use to destroy Zone?
I was a Boy Scout leader. Like, I was in Boy Scouts with my son Caleb. Caleb, you know, is an Eagle Scout, and I was in Scouts with him the whole time, being an adult Scout man. So, yeah, I could, probably do best as like a medic situation. I would like, but that doesn't really help good with fighting. That's more like a behind the scenes.
Well, no, you could, you know, help people. Medics also have like scalpels and stuff.
Oh, the tech guy. I'd want to be the tech guy. That's like, because that's what I am at work. I'm the guy everybody calls for help with their tablets, or where can I find this, or where can I get the number for this. I can be that guy. So I'm like the Chloe from 24. I would be that five
The computer
man.
Teacher.
Yeah, you're a computer teacher, dude.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
so
it.
what would your special attack be to take down Zone?
Oh, well, I would, I'm really good with Google Earth. So I would use that in a way. I would be able to triangulate his position like accurately. And I'd be good with coordinates because I'm very good with coordinates as well. So I'd be able to locate him. And from there, I would say, you know, brothers and sisters, take it from here. But there he is.
Dang.
I just imagine, like, you reaching into a tote and just throwing, like, dead electronics at them.
Ooh, that too.
Like, cracked laptops and stuff.
Or because technically when they grow big, it is that robot. You're able to like shut down the robot.
Ooh.
You're like, hey, you should have gotten a VPN. I'm sorry. You must have gotten a virus.
I'm good at shutting things down. So yeah, that could be my job.
Hell yeah. All right. That's an episode.
That's an episode. Great. I felt like we were just talking on the phone. Yeah, this is great.
Thank you so much for coming on. Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah. My band on Spotify, Intro Void, and I'm also on Instagram, which is funnier, of course, Intro Void underscore RVA. But yeah, that's my plug. And I really appreciate you guys having me on. It was great.
Oh, no. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, do y'all have any plugs?
Yeah, Nicole, what you got?
I am Darling Homebody on social media and Twitch sometimes. Go to darlinghomebody.com for creepy cute stuff that I make. I'm finishing up some dino cats that are painted with skeletons for the spoopy season. And patreon.com/darlinghomebody for a monthly sticker or magnet. The November design is a killer duck.
Hell yeah. It's a brilliant looking design.
It's very cute.
Guys, wherever you're listening to this right now, search the Marshland Media Podcast. There you'll be able to hear, I think now, the first three episodes of Shuffling the Deck, the definitive introductory ICP playlist podcast.
Yay.
Sean Marciniak and I, we're going through every single ICP album and EP, and we're choosing one to two songs from each one to say, like, hey, if you're trying to get into ICP or you're trying to get one of your friends into ICP, this is the perfect playlist to do that. They're like 2 hours each episode. I don't know why.
God love you for doing it. I love it.
Hell yeah. It's also a pro wrestling podcast. Like, the first half we talk about pro wrestling in the year of whatever the album is released, and then we talk about ICP because they both intertwine so much. So check that out. It's gonna be a great show. We have episodes galore banked. It's a fun show. Check it out. Also, go over to patreon.com/MLM pod, where you can get exclusive podcasts such as the aforementioned Engage with Nicolas Cage, Talking About Beyblade, the Toku Reading Corner, and This Existed. And if you're a $10 patron, you get exclusive streams, watch-along, stuff like that, but you also get shout-outs every single free feed. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., the Hit People guy. Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z, The Waz, Orion, he's a rapper, Defo, D-F-O, Kayla, Two Grapes, Tyler Wright, Elliot W, who is at Garlic Sunshine on Instagram for their artwork, Jordan B, the Chaos Witch, and Nicole, who's the last one?
Oh my gosh, my brother Josh.
Yeah! Thank you guys so much for listening along. Tell a friend about us. Give us a 5-star iTunes review. If you have a critique, don't send it to us specifically. But please watch Five Man. It's so good. I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Steve.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Sentai. Bye-bye. This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today. Oh, yeah. I've rehearsed this, so hopefully I don't keep fucking up, but generally I do.
Especially
if I say well, but I don't think I say a well in here, so we should be good.
Do you say but?
I do. Dang it. There is a well in there.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
You liar.